You're listening to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott alongside Dennis O'Hare. If you've been watching any children's programming on public broadcasting lately, and hopefully it's been PBA 30, you may have seen some brief videos about two friends named Drew and Boo. Well, they're based on books written by Justine Del Monte when she was 12 years old. Now she's at the ripe old age of 14, and she's here to talk about that with her illustrator, Brandon Chapel. So, both of you, thanks for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Justine, I'm going to start with you. You're season Arthur now at the ripe old age of 14. How old were you when you began writing?
I've always been really interested in writing. And for a lit assignment when I was in seventh grade, we had to write a children's book. And it wasn't any exciting assignment, but I wanted to write something that I knew little kids would like because we'd have to read them to first graders. And so I got really into it and I wrote it kind of quickly, but like I got all my ideas together and it turned into this little story. And I realized all the little children's stories I wrote when I was like five had come together in this little children's book, and I was really happy with it.
Well, I read Drew and Boo. Drew and Boo. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. First of all, it was easy reading, which is perfect for me. Why Drew and Boo? Why the backdrop of friendship and bullying?
I wanted something that would connect with people and something I was passionate about, because children's books are simple, but they need a message, and they need something that little kids can get more out of than just a rhyme or just a cute little picture. And bullying or anti-bullying is something that needs more attention. And I thought, what's a better way to get people to stop bullying than to teach them at a young age? And I thought having two young characters that people could relate to would help the kids relate as well.
And Justine, were you drawing on your own experience here? Had you experienced bullying, or were you looking at what happened around you? How did the story come together in your mind?
I definitely did have some encounters with bullying when I was about like fourth and fifth grade. And by the time I was in seventh grade, I had definitely matured a little bit, or I matured as much as I could when I was 12. And I realized that bullying does change, the dynamic of it does change, but there's always going to be people who are a little rude or mean. And so I thought that I could take my experiences and then also the experiences I learned about how to handle bullying, and I can put them together.
And how do you then translate that into the language for little kids? Because like you said, it's a tough call sometimes. How do you handle bullying? When do you step up? When do you just let it go? Those are complicated messages. What was the trick in writing the book for little kids to convey that to them?
I knew rhyming was always great to relate to, and then I also added in Drew's dancing drum. It's a drum. He loves music, and so a kid can be reading the book, and they can be tapping their fingers to a beat, whatever they choose. And having that along with the message of him being sad and then portrayed by the drawings of, you know, gloomy, it all came together in a really great way, which I didn't expect. I didn't know when I was originally writing it that I could pack so much of the bullying story into it. But it ended up that Drew was happy in the end, and so I think it worked out.
And the great thing about Drew meets Boo and Drew's dancing drum is that for me, because I like pictures, I'm a visual person, so the pictures, the illustrations are absolutely just gorgeous. I'm going to bring in Brandon here. Brandon, how long have you been an illustrator?
I've actually been doing it I've been drawing since I can remember, since I was a little kid. I mean, I used to look at my mom's artwork and try to copy what she's doing, you know, and I've always loved drawing. It's been a struggle trying to, you know, come up with your own style throughout the years, and eventually you come to where you're at now. But I love illustration. I love the feeling it gives to kids when they, or anyone, you know, when they finally see your drawings and they respond to it.
So when you saw the narrative, when you saw the story of Drew and Boo, was it easy for you to sort of imagine what these characters would look like and then put it to paper?
I would say in the first book, Drew's Dancing Drum, coming up with Drew was really easy. I immediately had an idea of what this character looked like. Boo, it took me several weeks of trying to figure out what she looks like. And we went back and forth on the different hairstyles of what, you know, she had pigtails originally, and now she has long curly hair like Justine does. So
she's a redhead.
Yes, she is.
Well, Justine, I want to come back to you. Did you have any idea that since this was for a school assignment that it would turn into something much bigger?
I had no idea. For this original assignment, they told me, you know, sketch little illustrations, and I can't draw. And so I had a stick figure Drew and his little drum, and I read it to kids. I read it to the first grade at my school, and they really liked it. And I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And then, you know, we're here now, and it's become this huge thing, and I couldn't have done it without Brandon. I think he is a family friend, and I'm so lucky that I know people who are so talented and could make this all come together. And Brandon can talk about the illustration process a little bit. I mean,
yeah. So first, what you do is you have to understand what the character is going through in the story, and you have to put him in an environment that's realistic, and you have to understand what that environment looks like. So what we do first is we go online, or we look at our own references around us, and what does a kid's bedroom look like? Okay, what kind of toys is important to the story in the background? What kind of animals are the secondary characters that you want to put in there in the story? Everything you put in the illustration needs to make sense. So every time you put something in there, we want to make sure it complements the characters, but also stay true to what Justine wrote.
And on that point, then one of the trickiest questions is, okay, you have to confront how you're going to draw the bullies. And they have to be, I would guess, clearly indicated that these are bullies, but they're kids. So there's the temptation, of course, to make them really ugly or monstrous, or in some way say these are horrible people. Was that a temptation for you when you're drawing them?
That was a temptation. And ultimately, coming up with the villain or the bully of the story is one of the hardest things to do for me. What I did was with our bully in the first one, for example, I came up with a bully that I think would be difficult for me personally to interact with, or me to come in conflict with, instead of, oh, this person, is the typical stereotype of what a bully is, and let's put him in the story. I didn't do that. I made sure it'd be something that is realistic, and it would be something that me personally would go through, and I think a lot of other kids would go through.
Yeah. Do you have memories of your own, or were you one of the lucky kids who didn't have to face that?
I've definitely been a victim of bullying, and I've also been a bully, so I know what it looks like, and I think most people can understand and relate to this too.
So did you draw yourself when you were drawing the bully character a little bit?
I drew myself more with the Drew character, but I also did put some of myself in the bully too, so I can understand from both sides of what it looks like.
Now, this has expanded into short videos, an app. It's available in Mandarin Chinese and Spanish. Okay, this is what we call expanding your brand and more marketing. How did you expand? How did you decide to do all this? And here's another question. Are you having a lot of fun?
I'm having so much fun. Being here is so exciting. And it all kind of came together in a really weird way. We had no game plan. We didn't say, all right, by 2015, let's have an app, let's have all this. It came up where Brandon just happened to know how to do this. Well, he slowly knew how to create an app. And I realized that the beauty of Drew is he's a drummer, and he can be animated and have sound and music. And I think the app was the best way to portray that and also to get the message out. And then also the TV program can animate that too. And so you don't have to have this big old book to read and understand the story. You can go in the App Store and get it really quickly.
But real quickly, as we are running on short of time, are there more books though planned? Because I think a lot of people would like to see more about Drew or Boo, or Drew and Boo together.
Right now, there's not a plan. I'm trying to expand these two books. But I think once I get a story and understand how Drew and Boo are liking this journey, there might be more to come.
Would there be different subjects and different characters? Are you going to stick with Drew and Boo? And, because kids go through lots of things beside bullying, so maybe you've got a lot to say on other things.
Drew and Boo was a transition into realizing that bullies can be brushed off and they don't have to matter and they don't have to affect you. And so I think that definitely can be a segue into understanding that there's more to life than just facing mean kids.
All right. Justine Del Monte and Brandon Chappell, thank you both so much for being here. It was a pleasure. And can we keep the books?
Of course.
Dennis may want some literature later to read.
Oh, definitely.
After his interview with Ralph Nader, this is perfect reading. Thank you
thank
all so
you.
Much.